Today, 42,000 residents of Cumberland County became taxpaying citizens of the city of Fayetteville. It's part of a massive annexation that goes into effect today and comes after years of legal wrangling and delays. Don Orthington is a reporter for the Fayetteville Observer. Welcome to the State of Things, Don. Hello, Don.
Hey.
Welcome to the program. 42,000 residents of Fayetteville. How many new residents, anyway? How many of them are happy about it?
A large percentage are not happy this morning. I was out of the annexed area starting at 7 this morning trying to see if people's opinions have changed, and a lot of them still feel that country living was fine with them.
Who mostly are dissatisfied with this?
It ranges the gamut. Most of those people that were annexed are in western Cumberland County between the current city limits and the Hope County line. And there's, other than living in the geographic area, there's really nothing else that binds them together.
Why so many people at once? Why are so many people annexed at once?
Well, Fayetteville, like some other cities in North Carolina, had been on an incremental annexation process where they would annex every 2 years. And Fayetteville's in the unique position that they're annexing to go in and retrofit areas that are on septic tanks, most often areas with failing septic tanks. The city staff and the city council and the mayor felt that that two-year schedule was really difficult on neighborhoods, and so they opted to do this all at once. By doing it all at once, it means they can sort of pick and choose where they need to make septic repairs, doing the repairs in the areas that need them first, where they have the highest instances of septic failures. It also allows them not have to shift the voting districts every 2 years.
What are the big complaints?
Big complaints from most of the people that have been annexed are that it comes down to trashes and taxes. They get city trash service, which is paid for through their taxes. Most of the residents that I have talked to said they were satisfied with their private haulers. They do now pay city taxes on top of what they pay in county taxes.
Mm. And, nobody likes that.
Well,
who are the winners here, and who think that they're the winners, and who likes this?
Well, I think the winners in the long run, when you listen to City Hall, is the fact that the city will be bigger, which they hope will put it on various radar screens among economic development folks. The winners, too, in a sense, are the people that argue for improving the quality of life. There are talks about extending bus service out to these residents. There is a commitment to build recreation and park facilities out there. So the mayor has constantly said you might not like annexation immediately, but over time you will see the benefits.
How will annexation change the racial balance in Fayetteville?
Actually, it doesn't change it, and that's one of the interesting things with the Voting Rights Act of 65. When the city annexes, they can't do anything to change that or disenfranchise voters. So that's something that they have to consider every time they annex. And in many ways, we're proud to say in Fayetteville, we're one of the most diverse cities in the country. And in a lot of those areas that came into the city, the racial mix is 50-50 at this point.
How about the political mix? Mayor Pitts is up for re-election. Is this going to affect his bid, and how do you think he's going to do?
Well, it certainly brings a whole lot of people into the voting process that aren't happy that they're annexed. The estimates that of that 42 or 43,000 people that are coming in, there's around 20 to 23,000 registered voters. And, of course, they still have the ability to register for the November 8th election. A lot of those people have said, you know, we want to vote everyone out of office we can. And so there are a lot of people think that this bodes well for the mayor's challenger, Tony Schiavone. I will tell you, though, I was out in that annexed area early this morning, and I did see a sporadic Marshall Pitt sign here and there. So you can't just say that they're all going to vote against him.
We never know. Don, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Don Orthington is a reporter for the Fayetteville Observer.